בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום. פרשת שמות is upon us. The parasha, by the way, this parasha just reinforces Shemot is the Rashi Tevot of Shnai Mikarvei Chatargum. Ve'ele Shemot is a Rashi Tevot. Ve'ele v'chayav Adam likrot ha-parasha Shemot Shnai Mikarvei Chatargum. It's important to reaffirm that. Even I got wind of a few people this week. Some people from Parashat Bereshit kind of fell out of it. Push forward. If you're able to make it up, matuv u'manaim. Even if you're not able to make it up, at least from Parashat Shemot ad Sof HaTorah, ya'aseh. It's a mitzvah. Ma'arichin lo yamav u'shnotav. You have a segula from the Gemara. You have a havtacha that you live a long life. Nachon.
Is it one large mitzvah or is it mitzvah every parashat?
How would I one large mitzvah? Yeah, it's part of a large mitzvah. So, in this week's parasha, the Torah says that in order for the shi'abud, in order for the bondage in Mitzrayim to have begun, the Torah says a very interesting pasuk. Vayamot Yosef bechol echav bechol hador hahu. Yosef and all his brothers, the brothers, the first one of the Shvatim to pass away was Yosef. The last one of the Shvatim to pass away was Levi. After all of the brothers and that entire generation passed away, then Paro started with his genius ideas of enslaving Am Yisrael. And the rest, as we know, is history. The Rechaim HaKadosh points out on this pasuk, he says like this, why does it say that all the brothers and that whole generation had to die? He says, because if any of the brothers were still alive, the Egyptians would not be able to enslave Am Yisrael because of A, the kavod that they had for them, and B, the kavod that Am Yisrael had for themselves. As a result of that, the shi'abud would not be able to commence. Once all of the brothers, the Mitzrim looked at the brothers like kings. Right? Remember, when the Mitzrim, in Parashat Vayigash, when they heard that Achei Yosef came, the whole Mitzrayim was on wheels. Wow. Why? Because they knew Yosef and his brothers, Chashuvim, Giborim, Tzaddikim. It was a big thing. Now what happens? He says, once they all passed away, Am Yisrael looked at themselves on a lower level. Their self-respect for the, you know, for themselves went down. And as a result, the respect that the Mitzrim had for Am Yisrael went down as well. And bingo. That's when the Shi'abud started. That's the diyuk of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Agadim Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichot Musar says an unbelievable vart. He says that in general, this is the way that the Yetzer Hara tries to get a person to sin. First, right, we all know the Gemara and Shabbat, the Yetzer Hara never goes for the hardest things first. You don't go straight for the jugular. First, right? Kach derko shel Yetzer Hara, hayom omen lo ase kach, umachar ase kach, ad shomen lo lech avod avodah zarah. He starts with little things, even things of heter. But what? When he does, what's his point? Why does the Yetzer Hara go for things of heter first? Why do he go for minor infractions first? You know why? Says the Sichot Musar, watch what he says. The Yetzer Hara, in the beginning, his objective is not to make you necessarily do Averot. What's it to do? It's in order to make you slip up, even on something that's non-Avera, so he can show you, you see, you're a loser. You see, he wants to bring down the image, the self-respect, the self-confidence that a Jew is supposed to have and bring it down. We find it all over the Torah, that one of the biggest defenses against the Yetzer Hara is for a person to realize his own worth. It's very important. Yeah? How do we know? We find Parashat Vayeshev a few weeks ago, when he was being seduced by Eshet Potiphar. He had a whole line of defense, but what was one of the things that he said? Yosef said, Vayma'en vayomer, el Eshet Adonam. He says, Rashi HaKadosh brings, B'shem HaMidrash, Amar la, Lamudu HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyot bocher me'ahuve bet Abba le'olam. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu periodically chooses members of my father's household, of my family, to be Ola. Like whom? Yitzchak, yeah? And Yaakov is Bechir Avot. He says, Eshma Alach Veshema Et Bachir Le'ola Ve'Pasel Min HaKorban. He says, if I listen to you, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that I'm the one for the Ola, or whatever he wants to choose me for, I'm going to be Pasul. I'm going to lose my stature. Davar Achir, Lamud HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyot Nigla Al Ahuve Bet Abba. Balayla, ישמע לך, ושמה יגלה עליי הקדוש ברוך הוא, וימצא אותי תמיד. הקדוש ברוך הוא periodically comes to members of my father's household בנבואה, at night. If I listen to you, I'm going to be tame, I'm going to be pasul. And he kept on giving her all these things. And you think she cared? She didn't care. Who was he talking to primarily? He's talking to himself. He's boosting his own self-image. He says, how can I do this? V'chatati lenuhim. How can I be sinful before HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he comes to me and I'm going to be pasul? Eze busha v'chirpa. There's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara. In Masechet Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Ketzad me'ayimin ala edim. When we talk about edim of dinei nefashot, we have to kind of threaten them to make sure that they're telling the truth. Right? They do that in court also, right? You have to, under penalty of law and perjury and all sorts of zach. And you want to scare him to make sure he's telling the truth. So the Gemara says, Ketzad me'ayimin ala edim. Al edei nefashot says, what do we tell them? Lefikach nivra ha'adam yechidi. Lelamedcha shekol ha'me'abed nefesh achat mi'Yisrael ma'aleh alav ha'katuv ki'inu ibed olam malih. Nefikach kol echad ve'echad chayav lomar bishvili nivra ha'olam. Which means we tell him, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon all alone? Because one person is worth, is considered the entire world. If you kill this guy, unnecessarily, it's like you killed the entire world. And then he said, that's why a person has to say bishvili nivra ha'olam. Who are we telling bishvili nivra ha'olam? The Rambam beferush ha'mishnayot, today's his yard side. Zechuto yagin alenu, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon. Avi ha'poskim, ha'neshel ha'gadol. Kol devarav, divrei elohim chayim. Everything we have is from the Rambam. Kodesh Kadashim. It's also today's the yard side of the Abir Yaakov. Gaon Rabbeinu Yaakov Abuchatzera. Yeah? Gaon HaGaonim, the grandfather of the Baba Sali, is buried in the Manhur in Egypt. Shnei gedolei olam. Baba Sali is Nariya. The Abir Yaakov is in Egypt. Baba Sali is Nitidot. No, the Abir Yaakov is still in the Manhur. So there's a lot of stories about his kibbutz that Goyim tried to desecrate and whatever. And
Ariel tried to go there in Shanava.
Tried.
Egypt.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Kitzur.
No, I was trying to get out of
this. Anyway, you were trying to make out again, huh?
No, I was trying to go.
Anyway, Bekitsur, Rabotai, listen very carefully.
For the yards?
Yeah. Yeah. And tomorrow, Rabotai, tomorrow, Kaf Aleph Betevet is the yards of the Ish Matzliach, Alav Hashem, Hashem Kom Dem.
Wow.
It's a big yard site. Anyway, Kol Makom, the Rambam says in Pirusha Mishnayot, why did we tell the Eid, Bishvili Nivra, Olam Bishvil Ma? Says the Rambam, listen carefully. Klomar, Chashuv Ani Ki Olam Maleh. Lo atrid et atzmim la'olam be'avera achat v'imshoch mimena. We tell the guy, you're better than this. Don't do it. If it's not true, it's not kedai. You are so special. It's not kedai to forfeit everything in life for this one little avera. Whatever kickbacks you're getting from it. So there's also another Pirusha Mishnayot of the Rambam. Say another thing for his yard side. In Masechet Avot, it says, ve'al tehi rasha'a bifnei atzmecha. And Amar Rabbi Shimon, it's Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Heve zahir b'kriyat shema b'tfila. Ve'al ta'as tfilatcha keva, ve'al tehi rasha'a bifnei atzmecha. What does it mean, don't be a rasha in front of yourself? What does that even mean? Says the Rambam, the beginning, the root of all evil is when a person looks at himself as a rasha. Even if he is a rasha, and even if he's ba'al averot, don't perceive yourself to be a rasha. Because once that's your perception of yourself, I'm a rasha anyway, so I can do. There's no hope for me, and he shouldn't think he's a tzaddik, but should always think that he's chelik Eloah mima'al, and that he has a neshama kedusha from Am Yisrael. And yes, he got a little dirty, but there's always a way home. Because once you sign off on yourself that you're a rasha, says the Rambam, that's what Chazal meant. The Yetzer Hara is now in control, and you are toast. That's the way it works. A person should always look chashivut. How did Shiabud Mitzrayim begin? When we lost our self-respect. That's when Shiabud Mitzrayim. All the Averot begin when we lose that element of self-respect that is Pirtza Koret LaGanav. That's the Yetzer Hara has, you know, we're fair game. We're sitting ducks for the Yetzer Hara to come and get us because we look at ourselves sometimes and Be'emet, it's such a, you know, there's different schools of thought. But, you know, in Slabotka, one of the most prestigious yeshivas in Europe, they focused a lot on Gadlut Ha'adam, Kvod Ha'adam. They're very concerned about the way they dressed and their hairstyles and stuff like that. That was one of the shitot of the altar of Slabodka. Why? Because they wanted to make the Bachurei Yeshivot, they wanted to pump them up to realize that they were princes. You know why? Because when you're teenagers and when you're in your early 20s and whatever, before you're married and even after you're married, there's so many nisyonot out there. But if you focus on this Gadlut Adam, many times royalty, they don't act however they want, right? There's something called chivalry. You know what that is? That's like a code of conduct for royalty. And they can't do everything. Rabotai, the Torah and Mitzvot is the chivalry for Am Yisrael. We come from royal blood. We're Bnei Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Bnehem uvnotehem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei HaMelechim. Am Segula. If a person looks at that as a code of chivalry, it's a tremendous segula to stay away from Averot. Not to say... It's a very important thing. You have to make sure that it doesn't traverse into Ga'ava. That's for sure. But Ga'ava doesn't mean you don't know what you're worth. Ga'ava means you know exactly what's your worth, but you don't necessarily strut your stuff. It's a totally different thing. Mikol makom rabotai. That's the idea. If there's anything to learn from Shi'abud Mitzrayim, it's that when a person gets himself into such a rut, the damage is immeasurable and chas v'shalom maybe even irreparable. It's important for a person always to look at himself. I am Nesi Elohim. I'm a prince, a representative, ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty. When you walk in the street, it doesn't matter how you're dressed. Who cares what you're dressed? You know, your kippah, the color, the hat, the jacket, lack thereof, it doesn't matter. You're a prince of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah? Aval, mikol makom, you have to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to act in a way like the Gemara says, Masechet Yom Adav Kevav, Ve'avta et Hashem Elokecha, She'eshem Shamayim Nit'ahev Al Yadecha. When people look at you, they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? When they see him, Omrim Alav Ben Adam, Ashrei Aviv Shelimedo Torah, Ashrei Rabbo Shelimedo Torah. Wow, how great is the Torah. Ashrei the father, what a great Rebbe, unbelievable. People want to send their kids to yeshiva because they see how the person walks around. That's part of the Galut Adam to realize also that at all times, we are the representative of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Well, thank you very much for listening. Shabbat Shalom. Tzko Shem Rabot. Be well. Stay safe. Stay warm. Kol Tov.
Eshkoyach. Put in the Varda. Nachon.